Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wombat Sports Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, also wombatsports.com and gofightlive.tv. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. This is our first show of 2015. I'm very privileged to, of course, with the beginning of the year comes the WMMA Press Awards. These awards are running their sixth year this year. We're the longest-running award show out there. There's, I think, right now, six websites that are currently a part of this committee. Those include Bluegrass MMA with Gina Begley, also Ground and Pound Germany with Elias Stefan. Also, let me think here, WMMA Roundup with Kristen Ersey. And Pedro Henrique from the DMAFerro.com website, and CJ, the CJ report with Charlie, who covers a lot of the Asian women's mixed martial arts as well. So we've established a pretty good running this over these past 6 years, and I wanted to start off the year by giving away one of the awards. It's an award that we don't give off too often, and let me get to the introduction here, and I'll kind of it'll explain everything. The WMMA Press Committee will, from time to time, on a deserving basis, give out the Legacy Award to honor an individual who has helped shape and pioneer women's mixed martial arts. This year, we have the honor of honoring Barry Meyer posthumously through his brother Jeff, who's on with us right now, who both helped run Tough Enough MMA and helped develop the amateur mixed martial arts and develop stars such as Ronda Rousey. Meyer started the promotion in 1994, but would hold his first amateur MMA event in 2003. He held what would be one of the first all-female amateur events in July 2009. Since then, Tough Enough has helped groom people like Rousey, Marina Shafir, Tanya Evinger, Jessamyn Duke, the Liebarger twins, among other stars in mixed martial arts. He's also instrumental in helping develop the Mighty Mia Hayes. He also is instrumental in helping Mia Hayes fight for the promotion. Hayes was a cancer patient at the time and wanted to live the dream of being an MMA fighter, and Meyer was able to set up a fight for her under the Tough Enough banner. Meyer established the Mighty Mia Hayes Inspirational Fighter of the Year Award, an award the WMMA Press has also adopted in our own version. Meyer passed away in 2013, but his legacy still continues with his brother Jeff, who has established tournaments to help develop stars for Invicta. Barry Meyer touched so many involved in the women's MMA divisions, and he is more than deserving to be our Legacy Award winner this year. So congratulations to Barry Meyer this year for getting our Legacy Award. Like I said, Jeff is on with us, his brother. How's everything going, Jeff? And congratulations on Barry getting this really prestigious honor.
Thank you very much, Mark. I'm truly touched and honored, and thank you so much for acknowledging my brother. And you know, the honest answer is I'm a little choked up, and I'm okay. I miss him tremendously, but it's nice that you have offered this very prestigious kind acknowledgement. As I mentioned, while you're explaining the award and all the people that have come through the Tough Enough ranks, like all the girls, you know, it's really nice to hear. So I thank you. I'm like, as you were listing them off, I was thinking, oh, shoot, I hope he doesn't forget this one, or I hope he doesn't forget that one. But you nailed it, and you acknowledged all of them. I'd like to just say thanks, though, to folks like you who helped the females get the exposure that I think that they truly deserve and that my brother was all about giving them. I think it's important for me to please also acknowledge the help of folks like Jeff Osborne, Sam Wilson, of course, Shannon Knapp. I'm lucky that they have helped me continue what, you know, my brother started, and, you know, it's a real honor, so I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was just a small list of some of the stars you've had go through your ranks. I mean, I could name quite a few off the top of my head, but you know, like Jordan McDonald's been through your ranks as well. Like I said, we have this tournament going on right now, which had quite a few stars that are going to be the next stars in this sport. And it's just unbelievable to see how much the divisions develop. And I love the fact that, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, in order to make a great division, and, you know, right now it's more apparent than ever, you have to have a strong amateur division. And at the time when you guys started, when you had the all-female amateur card, there wasn't very many amateur fights around. You know, it was all pro. These girls weren't getting the experience they need before making that transition over, and that does help in terms of the quality of the matches. And I remember when it was announced that you guys were doing an all-female amateur card, and, I mean, a couple of them actually are still around. They still made their way through. But it helped kick off, I think, what was a it's become a very strong amateur scene. More promoters started to get the amateur divisions developed, and you guys really kind of helped kick that off. And like I said, you've kicked off a lot of some very important people in this sport's careers at Tough Enough, and it's been interesting, and it's been great to be able to see, like I said, some of these stars. And I'm pretty sure you're pretty proud about seeing all these stars that you've developed make their way all the way up to the UFC.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, thanks for reminding me about that first all-female show in Nevada, Tough Girls. Well, my brother and I went to the first all-female show in the United States, which was in Evansville, Indiana, at, you know, Jeff Osborne's Hook and Shoot. And that was an awesome experience. And so we, you know, when we did it here, I remember it was UFC 100, so like the very first fight week in Expo, or the very first UFC Fan Expo was going on. We had mobile billboards going all over with this, you know, awesome graphics of the girls with all the images of the girls fighting. It was such a fun experience. And yeah, to answer your question, it's great to watch the girls that have progressed. And, you know, as you mentioned, unfortunately, sadly, you know, rest in peace, Mia Hayes. There's been, you know, lots of girls who come through the Tough Enough ropes back then and now cage that have gone on to, you know, bigger and better things fighting. And, you know, as a professional, or perhaps they're fighting other challenges in their life, you know. So I love to hear when I hear positive things about any aspect of their life. But, of course, to see them, like, on the big stage or getting to the UFC or Invicta, it's a real honor. I feel like, you know, sort of a feather in our cap, and we get to be able to say, you know, good for them, and you know, we'd love to take credit for it, but of course the credit goes to them for working so hard and making it to that next level.
Did you think that, you know, back then, did you think that the women's divisions were going to be one of your marquees coming into the future? Did you feel that that these girls had a lot to offer in terms of your promotion?
Well, you know, it was, to be perfectly honest, we weren't sure, but we believed in it. We felt that they spotlighted the guys that didn't. As I mentioned, you know, a really big deal, that UFC 100 was an awesome card, and like, there was a ton of buzz going around, and we thought, we did it at the Orleans Arena, right? So it was like a huge venue. And looking back, gosh, to be honest with you, no, I didn't really know. I think maybe my brother had a little bit better of a sense, but, you know, we felt it was if we're going to try it, let's try it really, you know, strong and make sure that everybody knows about the event. And it was packed. It was awesome. I remember Joe Rogan was there, and there's a funny video of him online talking about, like, it was his first event watching females fight, and he always was like, I don't want to watch that stuff. It's like, you know, like cat fighting or something. And then in that very video interview he's talking about, it was on HDNet. He was like, oh, yeah, no, I was just like a total sexist douche or something, because these fighters were awesome and they had real skill and he had such a great time watching it. I think he credits that show, the Tough Girl show, to changing his opinion about female MMA. So that was an awesome experience. But you know, looking back, man, I had a hunch and a hope, but I didn't know, you know.
You know, I know it's hard to say, but is there any certain fighter in your mind that has stuck out, you know, through the years that has fought for you, that has always been kind of a, you know, you kind of knew that they were going to be a star when they come in. I know Rhonda's an obvious choice because she was such a powerhouse in amateur career. It was a very whirlwind career, but we knew that she was going to be a star, I think, early on. But was there anybody else that you saw, you know, go through you guys' doors that you knew that right away that they were going to be a star?
Yeah, I mean, well, like you said, obviously, I think that it was kind of a no-brainer when Rhonda was coming through that, you know, we kind of knew, like, oh, man, this girl's going to be, you know, but besides that, watching the tapes and then, you know, watching the girls come out, I would say that, like, Jesmyn Duke for sure stands out. You know, she's a joy, you know, pure pleasure to work with, super easy and accommodating of anything the promotion would ask her. And then, you know, to see her skill set, you know, here live in Vegas at the amateur level, she's one that I could think of that just jumps to mind. There's plenty others. I don't want to, like, you know, forget anybody. But then again, I also could probably rattle off a list that would take up the whole show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, so many of them are right now in the UFC. I mean, a pretty good portion of them are there. Ashley Evan Smith just debuted with the UFC last month, and she's been through your guys' ranks as well. You know, Rhonda's been there as well. You know, I mean, and Jessamine's currently with the UFC. I mean, you know, and they all started from Tough Enough, and, you know, it's kind of unbelievable to see that. You know, back in the days when they were fighting for Tough Enough, there was just, you know, there was no, you know, opportunity to be able to be going to the UFC, and now there's so many opportunities for them to go to the UFC, to go into Invicta. So I think it's absolutely great. And like I said, it's kind of started all the way from Tough Enough and all that as well. You know, I mean, the company has grown so much too. I mean, we've seen a growth in the company, and especially being part of Vegas, it's become a Vegas staple. You guys have been branching out a little bit over the past couple of years. Heading out to Mesquite, and I know you guys might be heading to California sometime in the near future. But tell us a little bit about, you know, the growth of the company as a whole and in the past within the past decade.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks for asking. I mean, is you know, in the past decade, as you mentioned, I think that my brother was really the visionary. He had all the let's call it important visions and like such an encyclopedia of MMA, so it was really, you know, a joy and pleasure to work with him. And he did his, like, gosh, I would say 24/7. He lived and ate and breathed MMA. So it was really, let me say, I guess a grassroots kind of a growth, because, you know, it was coming from the love of the sport. We were, like, you know, just trying, experimenting, and gosh, if you do things for so long, you find out what works and what doesn't work and what you got to do a little better. And so the growth of the company, I think, greatly increased when we, of course, moved out here to Vegas. And that was in like 2008 when we started to promote shows full time and gave up our other jobs in the investment world in San Diego and moved out here to do this. And I think that the future is really bright. There's so much talent coming up. I'm excited, as you touched on, with the girls who are advancing into the Invicta tournament. It's, you know, a real pleasure to be able to work with Shannon Knapp and Sam Wilson, helping us get these girls the chance to potentially, you know, win a pro contract. You know, for us, that's a real exciting part of our future. And, you know, we hope to be able to continue to do this because, gosh, there's so much talent out there that we hope to, you know, basically help discover and then send them on their way. And what better way to do that than have a working relationship with the biggest and best all-female fight league, you know, in the world?
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen success as in with Jamie Moyle, who won her debut at Invicta, which was absolutely, I mean, it was tremendous. To be able to see how she worked and how she ended up doing it there. Obviously, there's a sense of pride there that you've developed such, and you put in the tournament such a great talent in Jamie. who actually proved that the system works. The tournament did bring out a new star in terms of that as well. There's got to be a little bit of pride in that as well.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, geez, I wish I could say, she proved the tournament works. We didn't prove that it works, but it's awesome to see that girl progress. And I'd tell you, that's another one I'd strongly keep an eye on, because she's legit. All the girls that come to our cage, I feel, are legit. But I really like Jamie, and I think she's a real a future star for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and there was a lot of great reaction. I know a lot of fighters had told me that, they kind of wish they would have signed up for the tournament, or, they obviously look forward to possibly fighting in the tournament coming up as well. I mean, obviously, with the success of the first one, you have two going on right now. The finals are coming up, I believe it's this weekend, right?
It is, yeah, January 9th, which is this Friday night at the Orleans in Vegas. And anybody listening can please watch it. If you can't make it here, please go to our website to get a live link, which is toughenough.com, spelled TUFFNUFF.
Yeah, I look forward to watching the finals, too, because I think it's two great, exciting finals. I really love the fact that you're doing 155 and 145. They're two divisions that are right now in the midst of trying to develop a kind of a following. I know Invicta's trying their best to try to get the lightweights kind of going, as it were, and they're trying to sign a couple more featherweights as well. So I think it's going to be a very interesting finals in terms of the tournament. We've got a couple of gals that are represented. I know one of them's out of San Diego. Jessica Richer is actually training out of San Diego. She's actually originally from Long Island, New York, but she now trains over with Team Hurricane Awesome down in there in San Diego Combat Academy down in San Diego. This is Liz Carmouche. I know she's a part of the finals as well. I have to refresh my memory who the other finalists are. I believe Amber LeBrock was one, isn't it?
Yeah, and Jessica is fighting Felicia Spencer, who's coming all the way in from Miami. She trains at the Jungle. She's coming out from Orlando, Florida. She trains out of the Jungle MMA in Orlando, and that's going to be a great fight. Felicia had a really slick, hip toss to armbar submission in her last fight, which, she wanted to advance to this finals here. That I'm really excited about that one. And also, of course, the 145-pound fight between Amber and Paula Asesina out of Carlsbad. That one would be awesome. The total line record of, all the girls fighting between the four fighters is 15-2. So, it speaks volumes of the level that these girls should be at and what you'll see on Friday night. I can't wait.
Yeah. Now, are we expecting any we're obviously expecting more tournaments coming up this year. Any idea what weight classes, or are we going to kind of wait and see how this one pans out?
Well, thanks for asking. And, I'd love to say that we got this one exact weight classes panned out, but basically, we'll announce that soon. But you better believe that we would love to do it, and we're working on it.
Yeah, I know. There's probably, obviously, you went 115 first, and then now 145, 155. I'm pretty sure those girls are clamoring at 125 and 135 right now, that they want their shots, and maybe even 105, because that division's going to be crazy come this year. A lot of gals that were amateurs at 105 have made the transition over to becoming pro, and they're trying to make
their
way,
Mark?
Into Invicta 2. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you there, Mark?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Jeff? We may have lost Jeff. I think he'll be calling right back in, though.
I'm here. Sorry. I lost you.
Okay. I can hear
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry about – okay, here I am.
That's okay. You're fine. I was saying that the 105ers right now are doing such a – there are a lot of them made the transition over to pro just so they can get contracts into Invicta as well. So that division is going to be developing quickly. But there are quite a few other weight classes, I'm pretty sure, that are kind of in the wings waiting to get the opportunity to fight for Invicta. And, of course, the Tough Enough tournament's the best way to go about it. So fingers crossed on that.
I think there's so much female talent coming up through the ranks, and basically whatever Invicta needs is what we'll do. You know, whatever they ask for in terms of a weight class or tournament structure, we'll set up so that they can find talent in that weight class.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously this is going to be a busy year for you guys. You guys are pretty much monthly, if not bi-monthly, because a lot of times you do those cards out in Mesquite as well. Obviously, how far are you guys looking ahead? And obviously this is going to be a busy year for you. How many cards do you think that you're going to get out this year?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, it was a little bit actually 2 months.
Oh, we lost him. He'll call back in really, really, really quick. But while we're waiting for him to call back in, I just want to say that, I mean, it is a really great organization. Like I said, they've developed a lot of stars, and they're developing a lot more stars here right now. Here, he's calling back in here.
Sorry about that, Mark. I apologize.
No problem.
Remind me what the question was.
Talking about the year, about how many events you guys are planning this year?
Yeah, so thanks for asking. You know, last year, 2014, we did 15 events, so that was even more than one a month, as you mentioned, with those two that we did outside of Vegas and Mesquite. And it was just a little bit too much, too fast for us to really, I think, effectively, like, get the marketing done and everything. So we're going to slow it down a little tiny bit, and we've got 5 shows right now planned all the way through July. So, like, we're excited about doing our huge free show again in June, on June 27th at the Thomas & Mack. And then shortly thereafter, the UFC Fan Expo. We're excited to be working with the IMAF helping with the International Mixed Martial Arts Federation's tournament. So that's what we've got. Just after that, again, we'll be in Mesquite in August. So we've got planned right now 2015 through August. But I'm really excited about this year, and I think that we'll be hopefully announcing some really big, awesome stuff soon. And I expect that this will be a great year for Tough Enough, and hopefully we'll find lots of awesome talent, both, you know, male and females.
Yeah, and, you know, what's interesting, too, you know, harping back on the tournament and a lot of the people that have gone through, a lot of people travel in from across the country to be a part of Tough Enough. It's not just a regional promotion anymore. It's considered one of the best amateur organizations in the United States, if not the world, right now. What does it mean to you for some of these fighters to say, hey, I'm all the way in the East Coast, but if I really want to make it in the amateur ranks, the best way to test myself is to come to Vegas and go to Tough Enough and try my skills there.
Well, it's a real honor. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Know, we hear it often, and in fact, not just, you know, here in PU, but even internationally, people contact us all the time asking for a fight, and it's a real honor to hear people say, like, from all over the place. If you're in the MMA world, you know, if you're just a general, human being or world citizen, and you're not an MMA person, you maybe haven't heard of Tough Enough, okay? But in the MMA space, anybody that you ask, kind of pretty much anywhere in the country, they've heard of Tough Enough. So when people say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll come out from wherever and I'd really love a chance, man, it makes me feel so proud of, you know, what my brother helped build, and well, what he started and built. To answer your question, it's a real honor. I hope to hear it for many years to come. But it is something that, you know, I do enjoy hearing, of course, whenever somebody calls or emails us asking to fight from somewhere, and they'll come on their own dime just have such a excitement for fighting in the promotion. You know, that's really a nice feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Barry had created something that that has impacted. I mean, that's the reason why we decided to give the Legacy Award to him this year, is because he's impacted so much. Like you said, when it came to the amateur ranks, it was something that needed to happen in order for the pro ranks to grow, and to, you know, make an impact and make the, those strides up to being big enough to where Invicta was created, up to where the UFC even considered bringing in not one but now two weight classes to it as well. So I think that he's very instrumental, as well as yourself, in getting, you know, seeing that, that, you know, that, that this needs to be developed, and it's had so much impact. And like I said, so many fighters you've had impacts with, and Barry has had impacts with, in terms of their career, if not fighting for Tough Enough, but knowing you or knowing Barry, going through the ranks as well, I think that says a lot about what kind of man, and what kind of promoter and what kind of person Barry was when he was alive. I know he's going to be sorely missed by a bunch of us. He's still sorely missed by a bunch of us as well. I think that it's just kind of humbling to see that he's done so much for the sport. And you know, I think congratulations again are in order for Barry for doing such a great job, and congratulations on continuing that legacy with Tough Enough.
Thanks, man. That's so nice to hear, and it really makes me, you know, so proud of him. And I, of course, think about him every day. Oftentimes I wonder, what should I do about this? And, you know, of course, I miss him so much when I think about him. But, you know, I just think about, what would he do in this situation? That's pretty much how I try to run the business. And you know, by doing so, he always said, take the high road, do the right thing. You know, so it's really easy to try to, it's maybe not as easy as I would like it to be, but it's easy to remember, you know, that he always said to take the high road. And so, you know, oftentimes in situations, you know, that's just the default, like, go-to decision that I do. Like I said, I think of, you know, what would Barry do in this situation? So it's a real honor for me to be able to accept the award. Of course, you know, I'm very thankful for you to consider him for the award. And on behalf of all of my family, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know, I think we all look forward to more and more Tough Enough cards to come. And like I said, we're always looking at you as, you know, one of the great places to be able to see where the next Ronda Rousey is going to be, where the next, you know, Carla Esparza is going to be, the next, you know, Barbara Honchak's going to be next, you know, just the next star of women's mixed martial arts. You're one of the ones that I think a lot of us look to for that as well. So, I mean, it's going to be great to be able to see this tournament play out this weekend. Hopefully more tournaments to come as well. You know, thanks for taking some time out to be able to talk to us. And, again, congratulations to Barry and yourself. You know, Barry's, like I said, more than deserving of this Legacy Award, and we wish you the best of luck in the coming year.
Well, I wish you the best in the coming year, and thank you again very much. I'm really honored and touched, and I wish you the best, and look forward to being in touch soon. Hopefully we'll be talking about some awesome new future star of MMA that we've helped to progress to the next level.
I'm pretty sure I'll be in Vegas at some point, so we'll definitely see each other sometime this year. But you know, like I said, best of luck to you, and I look forward to this tournament coming up over at you know, guys, go to toughenough.com and check out the video link there if you can't see there live. I know I'll be watching on to see who wins these tournaments, because the winners of these tournaments go to Invicta, so it's very important for it's going to be very interesting to see your first look at maybe who's going to be the next star at 145 and 155, so make sure you guys check that out as well. At Tough Enough on Twitter and Tough Enough on Facebook. Also, check them out, toughenough.com, that's TUFFNUFF.com. You guys can check out that stuff as well. And we'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
Thank you again so much. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye, Jeff. That was Jeff Meyer, everybody. You guys can check him out, like I said, over on Tough Enough, at TUFFNFF. And like I said, check out those tournaments up. what's going on on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be giving away awards. we're going to archive right now. We're going to be giving away more awards coming up starting Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. I should have a kind of a list of where we're going to go starting maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when the committee gets finalized on some of the winners. I know Gina Begley is going to be giving away a couple of the awards. She'll more than likely be giving away Fighter of the Year up on Monday, a week from Monday, a week from tomorrow. She'll be giving away at least that award. We'll see what goes on with the rest of the awards, but I'll definitely be giving away the Inspirational Fighter on my show when we decide who that's going to be. So make sure you guys check that out. WombatSports.com, check out all the news there. I'm going to be I should have some more news from the weekend posted up on there right now, but right now we've got some really good articles, especially about the announcement about Fight Pass adding some hook and shoot, which is really interesting as well. Follow us on Twitter at Wombat Sports and Wombat Sports on Facebook, and you'll be able to catch up on all the news there. WombatSports.com, of course. We'll see you guys on Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Like I said, we'll be giving away some more awards. We'll let you guys know what ones, though, at the time being. With that in mind, we'll talk to you guys on Friday.